cliffcentral.com.
It's Tavlo with Cool Girl. 1 minute after eight. Cliffcentral.com, touchcentral.fm. Yeah, I almost started Tiger and Chris Brown there. All right, how are we doing this Friday, huh?
We're doing good.
We're doing fine. We're going to get our hearts tested. Let me tell you what it is. All right, I need to give you the information here. This is important.
Is this the test if we have broken hearts?
Broken.
Unhealthy hearts.
Where does that come from?
South Park.
South Park.
Yes, child, break his heart.
That's what Taylor Swift does.
Yeah.
She's the real Miss Havisham.
She does.
Yeah.
All right. Heart Age Screening and Heart Awareness Month 2016. There are a couple of things that we need to know. Why do we need an entire month dedicated to our heart health? What kind of free testing is available? Where can you get that done? Did you know that there's free testing?
No.
During Heart Month, there certainly is.
But you knew that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. It's very impressive. All right, so we've got some people here who are going to tell us all about it, Marlene and Christelle. They're from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and Marlene's from from Dischem. She is going to tell us how the free testing works. Come and sit down, ladies. Make yourselves at home. I don't want you getting your hearts out of kilter here. You need to be relaxed and comfortable. I find it interesting to do this stuff because health is just something everybody's always thinking about. You know, whether you're driving into work and everything else in your life is going really well or really badly, you're always thinking about how, you know, how am I doing? Like, is everything in this body working or is it a disaster? How do I make sure that I'm not a complete mess? Here they are. Let's welcome Marlene Gold and Christelle Crickmore. They are from the Heart and Stroke Foundation and Dischem, respectively. And you've both been here before, so it's nice to see you again. What's new? What's changed? Come on, talk to me.
Great.
Tell me what's going on. Hang on.
So much,
no, hang on. I got to turn on your microphone. See, I got you all excited, and then I didn't even have your mic on for you. Oh, boy. Used to be professional at this stuff.
Yeah, it's old age.
It must be. Last time I had my heart age checked, I was actually 2 heart years younger than my actual
age.
I'm
looking at the chart, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I on now?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll have to do that. I'll do all the tests.
So
you just tell me what you want to do.
Before you were really professional, and now it seems like...
I've let myself go a little bit.
That's old age, though.
Yeah, you know, Gareth, last year we actually weren't able to test you. I think you were sick on that morning, so we're really happy that you all well today. So the last
I'll
time we tested you was 2014, and
okay.
You were really good. So yeah. I'm hoping you can keep up the good
work. You know what? I'm expecting the worst, but I'm preparing for the best. So.
No, actually, the whole team was great. Ben and Mabali as well. So it'll be good to see if you kept it up.
Nope.
Michael, on the other hand, I think we had some issues with Michael.
Yeah.
Close
to death.
Maybe he'll surprise us. And I think this morning what we're doing a little bit different as well is we can able to give you a full lipogram, which means we'll have the breakdown of cholesterol. Last time we just did total cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to tell you your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, and your good. So we'll have a little bit more information this time for you with the help of Dischem. So it should be fun.
But we shouldn't have really eaten for these tests because it upsets the blood sugar.
Yeah, well,
rest, right?
Ideally 2 hours of fasting before. So Michael
just
said
finished some fruit.
Will make sure you guys fast. I'm not sure if he did.
No, he didn't.
No,
he lied.
Didn't.
Michael, you have failed.
No. Lies,
Michael,
lies,
Michael.
All lies.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, it's okay because we can then just use different measures to see. I'll tell you what, you know, your glucose is like, and it shouldn't really affect total cholesterol, so it should be fine.
All right, so what is this heart age? Because you made me obsessed with it, and I thought I've got to bring this right down, and maybe I can get some extra life. And I can live longer. What is heart age? Why does this matter?
You know what? Heart age is just, it's really just a gimmicky tool for us to show you sort of what's your heart age in relation to your real age. It makes people sort of sit up and take notice because often all these numbers that we talk about sort of goes over everyone's head. So now if we say, okay, you're 35 years old, but your heart is 45. Mostly people go, "Jeez, okay, I don't want to be 45.
That's bad.
Yeah. So it just really takes all your different risk factors and, you know, gives you a number that's a bit more real that you can understand. So, yeah.
All right. Once you've been screened, what do you have to know and what do you have to do?
So once you've been screened, hopefully if you go to Dischem, so you know that the whole month we've got free testing at Dischem, and the nurse there will then highlight to you whether your risk factors are either high or low. We're looking at blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you whether you should be worried and do something about it. And then you can actually take some active steps. So by not smoking or just really start exercising.
I'm guessing Marlene's not here for her health. I mean, you're from Dischem. Now, can we get these tests done at Dischem?
Yes, you do. Any Dischem clinic. And all the Dischems across the country has got a Dischem clinic in the back.
Wow. In the back.
Well, next to the pharmacy, yeah. The pharmacy where you get your medication.
Yeah, I don't go there because I don't go near the Dischem clinic at the back because there's always sick people hanging around and I'm going to get sick if I hang around them.
And Marlene, I suppose it's probably better for people to make an appointment. So, I mean, you can just walk into any Dischem. But you might have to wait. So,
especially over a weekend.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, they only work on appointments. But during the week, when you're lucky and you just pop in, they can help you as well. So it's no problem.
Right.
It's not a necessity, but it would be advised.
Yeah. What's the biggest gap between actual age and heart age that you've found?
I found quite a disturbing one. I can't remember. I think it was in the Free State. Sorry, uh-oh. Guys, in the Free State.
Yeah, they're very fat in
the
Free State.
It was a DJ in the Free State.
A DJ?
I think it was about something about 20 years. So it was quite shocking. He had extremely high blood pressure that he wasn't aware of. So really walking around with the silent killer, and especially with blood pressure, there's a real risk for strokes and heart attacks. So, so I hope we made a difference, and I really hope he got himself
still alive?
Checked. he's been very quiet. I think
he might be dead.
I think we need to go and check up on him.
And if you had a very big gap in the opposite extreme, is that always a good thing, or could that also be dangerous? So if you're 35, but you have the heart of a 15-year-old, is that a super good thing or is that concerning?
No, you know what? That won't really happen because you can only really be that, you know, you can really have a really low cholesterol, low blood pressure, and your weight is low.
But you'll still only score a year or two.
Yeah, that doesn't really have such a big effect to the other side. So usually if you're younger than your age, when that's 1 or 2 or 3 years, it's a good thing. So you better be the same or younger.
Here's a woman, it's in England somewhere. She wants to be so fat she can't. Is in America?
That's,
she wants to be so fat she can't move. She's got her husband feeding her all the time, and she eats like a trough full of food every day.
She has a funnel just for
dairy. There's actually a funnel.
Yeah, there's a funnel, and she sucks down lard.
Okay, so what is her current weight now? 70 stone, right?
No, she wants to be 70 stone.
Oh, she wants to be 70 stone.
That is her goal. She wants to add 20 stone in the next few months.
So she wants to weigh 444 kilograms.
Yes.
That's her goal.
She's basically on a path to having a heart attack.
Yes.
It's a suicide pact.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's what she eats in a day, and tell me what you think of this diet. Okay. All right? Both of you are very smart women. You can help me understand whether this is healthy or not. All right, so here's her list of stuff she eats. On an average day, she will eat 6 biscuits, 6 sausages in a bread roll, a bowl of sugary cereal, 2 weight gain shakes, 4 McChicken sandwiches, 4 double cheeseburgers, large French fries, 30 chicken McNuggets, macaroni cheese, Taco Bell, and a gallon of ice cream.
Yum.
Wow. What's her prognosis for life going forward?
I think she's got basically every bad thing in that meal. Yeah, no, it's crazy. You know, I really don't know how people can actually do that to themselves. There must be some psychological thing wrong. And the husband. I mean, honestly, that's just,
you know,
it's actually unacceptable.
I sometimes get a lot of nonsense from people because they say, oh, you're mean about fat people and all the rest of it, you know. But this is, to me, like, obviously she's an extreme case, but people, there is no such thing as I'm fat and I'm happy, I'm fat and I'm healthy, I'm fat and I'm beautiful. And I'm not talking about people who are a little bit overweight, who can get control of their diet and fix the problem. I'm talking about obese people, morbidly obese people. This is a death sentence. Now, why must I be happy about you giving yourself a death sentence? Why must I go around pretending, yes, you look gorgeous, when you clearly are morbidly obese?
Yeah, it's really a tricky thing, because on the one hand, we want to, you know, celebrate curves and celebrate, but like you said, there's still a very healthy curvaceous body, that's totally acceptable in terms of heart health. You know, but from our point of view, if you are overweight or obese, unfortunately that increases risk. So apart from sort of thinking about stigma around obesity or whatever, it really is a risk. So, you know, we need to try and support those people as far as possible.
Do you want to hear this woman in an interview quickly? It's short. I'll just let you hear this. This is here's her interview. Oh no, sorry, that's not her. Sorry, here she is.
I want to be the fattest woman in the world.
I'm not going to help you do it, but I still love you no matter what.
I believe in you.
She wants to be too fat to move, and the opening scene is her shoveling chips into her mouth.
700 pounds, supersized model Monica is morbidly obese, but she's got no plans to lose weight.
The ultimate goal is to be 1,000 pounds, to be able to take up an entire seat like this one. I'd want to be the fattest woman in the world.
All right. See, Mubs, I only played that for you so you'd feel better no matter how your heart age comes out. Let's do these things. Come on. Let's get cracking, ladies. Let's see what we're like in terms of heart age. Do we have to fill in forms and all kinds of things?
Just a little bit. We just obviously need your age and your family history.
Oh. Unfortunately, we're going to weigh you as well.
You're going to weigh me as well. Okay. I'm okay with that. I know I'm heavier than I should be.
I'm overweight according to my BMI, so that's going to be fun. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
All right, when we come back in a moment, we'll have some info, and the first of us will hit the scales and the blood tests and all the rest of it, and then we'll see how we do. All of that and more coming right up. It's Tiwa Savage and Bad. TouchCentral.fm, CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. It's the weekend, 17 minutes after 8. We're busy doing our blood tests. We're busy doing our heart tests. We're checking everything out. And why has that come on again? I thought it had just finished. And the gorgeous Chanel Sardinia is here. And we've seen Chanel. She was a Miss South Africa finalist. She's been all over adverts on TV. We've seen you in a number of different places. And I've known her for a long time, too. And she's entered this competition and she needs votes. That's the gist of it.
That's it.
That's the thing. So what do you need from us? I mean, how the hell can we help you? Can't you see you got a bunch of people having their hearts tested because they're so screwed up?
Huh?
83 kilograms, Ben, you fat bastard. I'm going to weigh way more than Ben. I may weigh 88. 88, 89,
yeah,
you reckon?
Yeah, but you're a big guy, so I think that's pretty spot on.
Oh, thanks, Chanel. That makes me feel better.
Start with a compliment, and then I can get a vote.
No, you can get whatever you want. All right, now, you've got this thing called the World Swimsuit Rookie of the Year, right?
Correct, that's it.
What is this, and how did you hear about it, and why did you enter?
So basically, it started off as Sports Illustrated, which is, as we all know, a huge international magazine, and they do the Rookie of the Year competition in America. But now based in South Africa, we've changed that title to World Swimsuit. And yeah, Rookie of the Year is basically girls from all over the world. We've got ladies from Brazil, from Netherlands, from all over entering. And now we down to the top seven.
Well, she looks pretty good, huh, Mubs? Don't you think?
She's gorgeous. Her body is in supreme shape.
Now, if you had to do these tests, why don't you do the tests as well?
I'll definitely do the test.
Yeah, let's see how you come up in these tests.
Looks so deceiving, though. Oh, so sometimes you're skinny, but you're not so healthy.
So what do you do to keep fit?
I run a lot. I run, and I love dancing. I've been dancing since I was 3. Yeah. And just anything active, tennis, sports, just keep going. Hiking, I love doing hiking. That's really cool.
So you don't have those fat days where you eat a gallon of ice cream.
To be honest, I just don't like sweet things. I genuinely feel very sick on sweet things. So
you're lucky.
I love salt. I crave salt and carbs.
Yeah, but no, hang on. Salt can be fine if you've got low blood pressure. Salt's good for you.
Yeah. So see, the thing is, it's not always that if you've got low blood pressure, you need to now hectically increase your salt. So sometimes this is about volume. It's about actually drinking water and stuff like that. And I think the thing that there's a misperception that the only only link with high salt is blood pressure, but there's also a link to osteoporosis, stomach cancer, renal disease. So, like, just because you have low blood pressure doesn't mean that now you can just lay on the salt.
Shame. And what about pink salt, the Himalayan salt?
Yeah, does that make any difference?
That's not the only really, salt that I eat.
Because salt is like sodium chloride, so there's still the same amount of sodium in it. It might have like minuscule other minerals and things, but at the end of the day, you still have to use it in moderation, sparingly.
I better be
Unfortunately,
careful.
Unfortunately,
look at how unhappy my belly is looking with this blood pressure test that's going.
Really, I actually like the grip of the blood pressure thing around my arm. That kind of, I like it.
Wow.
I'm just stressing.
You also like being smacked in the face when you're having sex.
I'm just stressing about getting
not
onto
put
the
it around your neck afterwards.
I'm just stressing about getting onto the scale, and there is no way in hell we're announcing my weight. That's just not going to happen.
You're not fun.
Not going to happen.
Well, see, I thought if I make a big deal of mine, we'll forget about it.
No.
And then we forget
about everything
else.
Stays between me and the nurse.
Jeez.
Looks really tight. Sorry, that's...
Wow. How
dare you come in here talking about my buddy's clothes.
Oh, look, you're complimenting me and Garrett. Sorry, that's just gone left field very quickly.
Yeah, I stepped into that.
All right, let's get back to the World Swimsuit competition. So, for you to win, and you're the only person I know in this competition, so I'm going to have to vote for you, even if there are other people in that I recognize.
Okay.
So what's the competition like? I mean, who else is in this?
So, yeah, there's seven of us. I don't know if you'll know. Well, there was actually a lady from South Africa last year, Taylor, and she's really, really cool. What are you doing there?
No, someone has just called in, one of the other girls from the competition.
All right, let's see. All right.
It's very shy.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Is that Chanel?
It is. How
Hi,
are you?
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
I'm also in the swimsuit competition.
Oh, that's awesome, Wendy. Hope that's going well for you.
I hate you, Chanel. You're such a sexy bitch. And you're such a nice person, too. I hate you because I'm a horrible person and I'm unattractive.
Well, that sounds like a compliment, so thanks, Wings.
Is that the way to respond?
Yeah, I think so.
South Africa taught you a thing or two about being in criticism.
Yeah, it really did. It did.
What do you think, though, of these people who say that they should throw out the swimsuit competitions in beauty pageants? You know, that's an ongoing debate. Like,
correct, it
Donald
is.
Donald Trump and old perverted men like that love. That's the only reason they like the beauty pageants.
Yeah.
But what do you think of this?
So they got rid of it in Miss World. And I think, you know, in that sort of space with that platform, I think it was the right decision. Miss World is really all about beauty with a purpose. It's about the charity work. So I think that's where it's angled towards.
Sorry, that was just my belly taking off her clothes. Is that your clothing, Mubs, or is that just the arm thing? So you think there is that's a good thing for Miss World?
I think for Miss World, yes. But I think Miss Universe, that's a completely different thing. That is really about the outer beauty and the inner beauty, as they say. But it is really about that full package. And I think it's about a sexy woman, a confident woman. And let me tell you, there's nothing more terrifying than getting in a bikini on stage in front of the world. There's nothing more terrifying. If you can pull that off,
there's no way. I mean, I can't even. I hate going out on the beach in shorts.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, well, that's because you've got the stomach thing.
Yeah, I was lying on the. Let me just explain to everybody.
Okay.
I was lying on the beach on Saturday in Durban, and I just looked down and I thought, ugh. You know, need to fix that.
Okay.
I see all these other people walking around and they got 6 packs and 8 packs and all this shit. And I just feel fat and lazy.
No, I think you look great. And you got great calves.
But you haven't seen me with a shirt off, and you won't.
Gareth,
you'll never
see.
No.
I think you've definitely gone backwards.
I have been.
No.
He's not lying. He's right. I have. I've gone backwards. I'll fix it, though. I'm determined. I have been eating very carefully this week.
There we go. It's a good start.
I have today I had some fruit, but otherwise I've been having oats and all that kind of thing.
Oats is excellent for belly fat.
Right. Dried fruit, that sort of stuff. You know, that pulls the water out.
Well, I can just tell you, I mean, those shoots, so for World Swimsuit, for example,
what do you eat
nothing
the week
glamorous.
Before? No, what do you eat the week before?
You literally
before?
Don't eat. No. So, I mean, everything's sort of just balanced in moderation. But on the day of the shoot, I have a few tricks that I do. So I basically don't drink water for that whole day. And I eat about just 2 mouthfuls. So it's not as glamorous as it seems.
What do you do after the shoot, though? You must be ravenous.
Ravenous. I literally ate everything that I could see. Whatever was there, chips. I don't even eat chips, but I just ate them because I was just so starving. So it's really not a great thing.
Man, that sounds hard.
Do what you got to do. Beauty is pain.
All right. So how do we vote?
Okay, so it's very, very simple. You just go onto Facebook and you go on the World Swimsuit page.
I'm going to do this right now.
Okay, so do it with me. So Facebook, World Swimsuit.
World Swimsuit. I got you.
Okay. There it is. Click on that. And scroll down. You'll see all the girls. I'm the second picture.
How dare they put you second?
I know.
What's that all about?
And then all you do is click on my photo and you click on like, and that's a vote.
Okay,
so I see. So one vote per person.
All right, very good. And you can only vote once, but you can like the page and all that kind of thing. That helps as well, right?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't count as votes, but it's good for the brand.
All right, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. So there's a girl called Reina. There's a girl called Ravello. Nusco. That's a ridiculous name. And then I just click on Chanel.
That's it.
All right, let's see if we can get you a couple of votes.
Thanks.
This should put you way ahead of the competition. They're going to bitch and moan that this is unfair. You know that, right?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, you know that for sure.
Oh, well, got to do what you got to do.
All right. Obviously, you know, in this sort of situation, you don't want anything horrible to happen to the other girls. But if some of them fall or trip or they get bruised or their bikini falls off, that's never a bad thing.
No, you know, it is a bad thing because I don't know, I'll freak out. I don't want to see that.
All right, are we going to check Chanel's heart age as well? Yes. Are we going to do all of that? All right.
Absolutely.
So who's next? Am I next?
I think you're next.
What's happening?
Yes. So, Gareth, your arm's going to be squeezed.
Yes.
And then you're going to get pricked.
All right.
And then you're going to get on, you're going to have to waddle up to the scale.
Waddle.
Waddle. Is that
what you just said? I'm going to have to waddle up to the scale. All right. Check out our Instagram. You could see Ben getting his finger pricked and many other exciting things. That's The Gareth Cliff Show on Instagram. We just started that account this week. Right, Flax? What's the story there? It's brand new, and you can go and join it immediately. Look at all the stuff that we're going to put up there, and we're going to put up more and more information through the course of this week and every other. It's Friday. Woohoo! Aren't we excited? The weekend is finally here.
Yeah.
All right, I've got my whole finger's been cut off.
That was the only way they could get blood from you. It's cutting the whole thing off.
You know, the funny thing is I've become a lot more, because I go for those 6 monthly checkups with Discovery so that I can have, you know, the vitality status and all the rest of it. So I'm used to these things now. So it doesn't even bother me anymore. But the first time, I was really nervous. And they also do an HIV test, and they do some other test that they do as well. And even though you know you're okay, you're always nervous because you think, oh my God, what if something's happened?
Yeah. It's like when you see the cops when you're driving. Yeah. You immediately think that you've committed 12 crimes and you've done nothing wrong.
I'm glad it wasn't just me. So you obviously can't have committed any crimes, though, if you're in the World Swimsuit Competition. Right? Do they check that? Do they do a background?
No, they don't. Miss South Africa, they do.
Do they?
Absolutely.
A background check.
Yeah.
Did they find anything on you?
They get your medical records. They phone your schools.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Do you know of people who were disqualified after background checks?
You were, my buddy.
What?
Yeah. They found out about your drug ring that you were running in the 90s.
I mean, we all have a past.
When you were at high school, you were the supplier.
I was young and naive.
Yeah, of course. All right, so we're busy testing, in case you don't know what the hell's going on here, why there's so many voices in the studio this morning. First of all, Chanel's here. She's busy gathering votes for the World Swimsuit Competition. Is there a final event?
Yes, the final event's October, but votes close on Friday next week, so the 16th.
And do you know what your votes are at this stage? Do you know who's in the lead?
Yes, so I'm coming third.
Oh my
God. So we're there, but we're not number one.
All right, we'll fix that, and at the same time, we'll give you a heart test.
Cool. So what kind of preparation are we looking for here on the day? I mean, you've got to get the legs waxed. You've got to get the armpits shaved.
Absolutely. And you know, they actually say that in the briefing document.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first thing, please make sure your armpits are shaved. You'll be surprised.
Have you seen women come out there and they've got a big bush under their arms?
I mean, not necessarily a bush, but even if you've got just the little black spikes, you can see that. You can see everything.
And they don't want any of that for the competition.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, I know this is going to sound racist, but you're such a gorgeous girl, but you're also Portuguese.
Yes.
And you're not hairy.
I'm not hairy. No, you're right.
A lot of Portuguese girls, you know.
They are, no.
And they complain about it.
my dad's not hairy, and that's very unusual for a Portuguese man. My mom's not hairy, so I don't know. I think we just got something good going on there.
Something We're special. Very lucky. Where are the Sardinias from?
From Madeira. Okay. So maybe that's it. So maybe it's the people from Portugal. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
We're from the small little island. Because Cristiano Ronaldo's practically my cousin.
Cristiano Ronaldo?
Practically, I mean.
Well,
good would explain, then.
I like to claim that.
That would explain
one.
Good looks. Yeah. Sure. Between you and him.
You've definitely scored in the genes department.
But Chanel's actually dating a friend of mine. Mubs, you've met him before. Greg Hammond. Remember Greg? Also supremely good-looking guy. If these two have children, the children will be so good-looking that they will, upon exiting the womb, they will immediately be welcomed into the world by everyone.
Okay.
They will have everything they want laid on. I'm not wrong. The two of you, a hell of a combination.
Just harps all the time.
Beautiful people. I love when beautiful people are in couples, because then it's nice to invite both of them, because you don't feel bad about the one. You know, there's always the one. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. And also, beautiful people, you know, they always put you in a better mood.
They do.
Just by looking at them, you immediately smile and you're like, oh, they're so perfect looking.
So we're checking Chanel's blood pressure right now. But we've also got from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, who I've been supporting for the longest time. How long have I been interested in what you guys do? Remind me, Christelle.
Yeah, years and years. I think you were with us from sort of the very beginning. Yeah.
Well, so I
We've really.
How many people in South Africa are in danger? Because the Heart and Stroke Foundation, I remember a figure of something like it's the second biggest killer or the
second biggest killer in the country, right? It's second only to HIV/AIDS.
Yeah.
And the scary thing is we're seeing that sort of shift, you know, where with ARVs and better treatment, people are living longer, obviously, living with healthily with HIV/AIDS, but then dying of chronic diseases. So we really are going to see that shift where more and more people are going to be dying of heart diseases and strokes. So it is really worrying for us. 210 people die every day in South Africa. So within an hour, that's 5 heart attacks and 10 strokes. So it's really
unbelievable.
It really is quite, you know, quite worrying. And, you know, you can see it even in, like, if you look at the stats of our children and overweight and obesity in our children, and even, you know, the scary thing, even in our women. So our women, 70% of our women are either overweight or obese.
Mm.
Wow.
So unfortunately.
70%?
70%, yeah. So we.
Now what is that? Is that diet? Is it lack of exercise?
It's a couple of things. So cultural? Yes, it's all of that. You're right. There's a big cultural element to it as well, where obviously heavier, I maybe have more money, I can provide for myself, my husband can provide for me, and I don't suffer from HIV/AIDS. So there is still that stigma.
Oh, wow. So in other words,
if I lose weight,
you look like you might be sick.
That's, because I saw a couple of people yesterday saying that Julius Malema is looking too sick these days because he's lost all that weight.
Yeah.
So people immediately jump to, but you look ill. There's something wrong.
Yeah. And I think it comes from, you know, affluency. So, you know, we are now where the first world countries were yonks ago, where, you know, there's affluence, there's abundance of food.
Sure.
So
it shows that you're prosperous if you're a little bigger than you might need
to
be.
So we are fighting quite a number of things, unfortunately. It's not a simple solution.
Is it true that children are heavier today than ever before?
Yes.
And that's all because of parents, right?
Yeah. So again, you know, a child it's learned behavior. You know, they eat what's in the home. They eat what's being put in front of them. They eat what's in the school. So, you know, a child doesn't develop with the taste of sugar and salt. It's what we give them. And they develop that taste looking at our habits.
Well, Chanel was just saying now she doesn't like sweet things. So there are people who just don't like things that, you know, in other words, the body knows it's not necessarily good for it,
and
but
it
gets used to stuff.
It might be that in her home, you can correct us, in her home, she was used to not necessarily having that taste. Because if we start adding sugar to our kids' little, you know how we mash, you mash pumpkin or whatever, and you start adding a whole lot of sugar so the kid can eat it, that develops the taste for sugary stuff and for salty stuff. So it really starts from a young age. And unfortunately, we are even seeing high blood pressure in children, you know,
It's something that I think we need to look at as a country, but we all need to be individually responsible for. No one's going to do this for you.
Yes, you absolutely.
So, yeah, so Gareth, as a country, there, I mean, there is an obesity strategy, but we need to see a little bit more, you know, put the money where
What does that mean, an obesity strategy? What is that?
It's a sort of multi-pronged strategy to say we need safer places for people to exercise. We need a policy around, you know, school tuck shops.
Okay.
We need to support pregnant moms, because that risk starts with the pregnant mom. If she's overweight, the chances are higher that the child's overweight.
Yeah.
So there are things that's breastfeeding even, exclusively breastfeeding. If you don't and you start introducing foods too early, higher risk of obesity. So the strategy is quite complex, but we need money put towards that. You know, we need money to put towards something like that.
Well,
for
listen,
instance, the sugar tax needs to go to NCDs. You know,
I don't want a sugar tax. I'll tell you why. I don't want government to have more money out of us. I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, not if it doesn't go to the right place.
But it won't, because it's administered by government. What do you think is going to happen? You guys aren't going to get the money as much as you deserve it. The Heart and Stroke Foundation.
We're really hoping. Yeah.
Who helps you? I mean, how do you get your funding?
So we get our funding from bequests, donors, sponsors, and fundraising. So like one of the things that we're doing, especially with this campaign, is getting the public to SMS and help us raise funds. We've got a bit of a kid angle, a children's angle with, you know, children that are born with heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to really refurbish the units that they go to. So kids that are born with a heart defect need care throughout their lives. And the rooms that they go to, the public pediatric rooms that they go to currently, it's really boring and dull. And so we're asking people to SMS SMART to 385.
Gotta have that ready. But let me tell you quickly, Heart Awareness Month is brought to you by the Heart and Stroke Foundation of South Africa in partnership with the Pediatric Cardiac Society of South Africa and the campaign made possible with the support of Dis-Chem, Tiger Brands, and Lucky Star. Yeah.
Can I just get that number
right?
Yeah, please. Get it right. Okay, so please SMS SMART to 38502, and you'll be donating towards just really upgrading those rooms so that, you know, kids have a little bit of a better life.
Awesome. Yep. Okay, when we come back, we'll have the results for everybody, and we'll find out if Chanel actually is the fittest and healthiest person in the room, which I'm sure she will be.
Yeah, I'm going to go with yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Flax, you're looking nervous.
Yeah, I'm not excited for my results. I was telling Ben outside, I'm two wings away from being the ambassador for Chicken Licken.
Did you say ambassador? Ambassador.
Ambassador.
Okay.
Did Sorry, my cheeks are touching, so I couldn't pronounce that.
All right. We've got a call. Ludwe is on the line. That's Jadena with Knickers. And hey, Ludwe, what's up?
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good. What's happening?
Tired, angry. I'm supposed to be flying home.
Uh-oh.
With Fly SA Fair to East London. I've got a bridal shower tomorrow morning.
Yes.
As I'm checking in, they tell me that unfortunately I cannot fly because I am 30 weeks pregnant. Now, when I was booking my tickets, I am highly pregnant and visibly pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
They did not tell me anything about rules and regulations relating to pregnancy. Even in their printouts, there's nothing that says that. Now, when I'm supposed to be flying, they're telling me, no, unfortunately, we can't let you fly.
So,
and then I tell them, guys, I've got a bridal shower tomorrow. I'm supposed to be home, so what must happen? They give me their call center number. Please contact our call center. They'll give you a refund. It takes 7 to 14 days, and that was it. No apologies given, nothing. I'm currently running up and down the airport. Going for 31 weeks pregnant, trying to get an alternative flight.
What's the rule with pregnant? I mean, I didn't even know that pregnant women couldn't fly. What's the story there? I don't know about this.
I wasn't aware of that, as I'm saying, as they just told me now that not unless I produce a doctor's certificate, there's nothing they do for me. Now, how am I supposed to get hold of my gynae when I'm at the airport checking in?
Oh, my goodness.
And I've got a bridal shower tomorrow.
Do you know what I would do if I were you?
And they're just not interested.
I would cause a scene. I'd lie down in the middle of the floor of the airport and start saying, I'm about to give birth. Somebody help me. Make a whole scene of it.
Okay, you don't help me.
Start screaming about your contractions. Make it really uncomfortable for them.
My word.
No. These people, you know what the funny thing is here, is that they obviously don't want to put you or the baby through certain stresses and, you know, being on a plane and all of that stuff. But the ironic thing is that they're putting you under stress by not giving you the ticket so you could just get home.
That's what I was telling them, that should anything happen, I will hold them liable because I'm supposed to be going home. And the fact that no one told me anything about this, And they're like, no, it was your responsibility to ask.
Oh,
I mean, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, I don't like that.
I was flying just last week with British Airways and there were no problems. And what then they're telling me no.
What's wrong with you flying all over the place? Can't you keep yourself quiet when you're pregnant like this? What's wrong with you?
Oh, my word.
What is 30 weeks pregnant? How many months is that?
It is 7 months and 2 weeks.
Ooh, time is just around the corner.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I wish we could help you. I'm glad you called us to tell us what's going on, but what a horrible story. Let us know if you sort it out, all right?
I'll do that. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks. Oof.
We're all with you. How's that, huh?
That kind of stress on a Friday, Nochal.
All right. In a moment or two, we'll give you our results and our heart ages for everybody, Mubs, Ben, Flax, and I, and then Chanel as well. And you can go along to the World Swimsuit page to see pictures of Chanel and vote for her. But before we do any of that, we've got someone on the line, Skumbuzo Noche. He is he's actually a rugby player. You may already know the name. He's quite well known. He's on the line and he's ready to talk to us this morning. Hey, Skumbuzo, how are you?
Good, Gareth. How are you?
Good, man. You know that you actually went to school with our sports guy, Ben, or the same school as our sports guy, Ben. Did you know that?
Not at all.
No, because nobody mentions Ben's name at that school, right?
But I finished in 99. How old are you in 99?
I was about 6 years old.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. I was 6 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's a good business. You are one of the Adidas ambassadors at the, well, you're one of, like, it's you, Wade Fenneekirk. I mean, there's some real esteemed capacity here.
Yeah, he's an Adidas ambassador. He plays rugby. He has been a Weinberg old boy. He's also been voted the Western Province's most promising under 21 player. In 2014, he was voted Western Province's under 21 forward of the year. You're no slouch.
Yeah,
that's impressive stuff, man.
Yeah, no, it's been a good journey so far. One that I've really enjoyed, and obviously coming on board with Adidas, it's been a humbling experience, and obviously the brand, it's been amazing, and the brand obviously it's really amazing as well, and yeah, it's been amazing. It's been a good journey, as I said.
So how much different is it? Because you're still so young, as you just pointed out, seeing as you were six when I was finishing school. Like, as a massive step up from the sort of the age group to, like, where you are now. I mean, as the motivation, you, what are the kind of things you go through every week that are different?
Obviously, it requires a lot of discipline, self-discipline, being a self-starter and not waiting for anybody to sort of tell you you've got to hit the gym and you've got to eat right and, you got to motivate yourself and do the extra work and, the extra work that actually nobody can see. So there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that you sort of have to do to obviously make sure that you perform week in and week out and you're actually producing goods week in and week out. So those are the kind of things that, one looks for. So, self-starters and,
Skumbuzo, what about this? We've been talking about this new hoodie that they brought out, the ZNE hoodie. Have you got one of these?
Yeah, got one of those. I'm only allowed to wear it tomorrow. Quite stoked about it. It's actually a good initiative. Behind it, obviously staying focused, finding your focus and sort of blocking any sort of white noise and making sure that you stay on task. Especially when you're in between the four lines, especially for me as a rugby player, there's always big crowds that come at DHL Newlands. So it's very important that I stay in task and I focus a job in hand. So it's very important for me. So I think it's a good initiative by Adidas. And,
all right.
Looking forward to wearing my hoodie tomorrow.
Well, listen, dude, nice to speak to you. That's Skumbuzo Noche. He's a rugby player. He's also an Adidas ambassador. And we've been talking about the ZNE hoodie. So I wanted to just catch up with him and see whether he could fill us in. It sounds like he's very excited to put that on tomorrow. You can find out more. Ben is going to tell us quickly about the Adidas Boosts Bloggers campaign, which is happening. What is this all about?
What a great initiative. We're going to find out a lot more about this in the week to come. Basically, Adidas have identified there's not enough great sports bloggers or fitness bloggers in the country. And they really want to kind of give people opportunity to get out there, create great content, and just like just get more out there around sport. I mean, it's such a cool initiative in that people do live cool lives and do really great things, but we don't hear about it enough. So they're actually empowering people to do that. They're going to give them all the opportunities to do it, and then great blogs will come out as a result.
Fantastic. All right, it's time for the results. Are we ready to give the final results in our Heart Age competition? Christelle Crickmore is here from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, Marlene Gold from Dischem, and they have been measuring and taking blood and making us stand on the scale, and it's horrific. So, let's go. Who shall we begin with?
Right, so I haven't done Michael yet. You came in a bit late, but I've got the rest of the team. So, okay, so who do you want? Drum roll. Who do
let's
you want to go
start
first?
Let's start with the fittest, healthiest of us all.
No, then you're just going to feel bad.
I mean, that's the reality that we live in.
Let's start with Ben.
Right. Okay. So, Ben, you are currently how old? Tell us all.
I am 34 years old right now.
Okay. So, Ben is 34 and his heart age is 32.
Hey. Oh, nice.
Hey, well done. So, Ben's got good cholesterol, overall good blood pressure, good weight. Really just a fit guy.
Oh, thank you very much.
Look at
very
you,
nicely
Ben.
Done, Ben. Sure.
Good job.
You passed.
Well, no,
all right, give me mine. Let's go.
Right. So, Gareth?
I've slid backwards.
Not really. So, you are 39. Am I right?
Yeah.
Your heart age is 32.
Ooh. Wow.
Fuck yeah. Wow. I'll take it, baby.
And reason being is your blood pressure is actually quite low. You've got low blood pressure. So that
good genes, I'll tell
like,
you.
So that's good. Good cholesterol. Uh-huh. Weight. I mean, we know your weight has gone up a little bit.
I can fix that.
In terms of everything else.
Ben was very excited that my weight had gone up.
Maybe it's muscle.
I wasn't excited. I was just pointing it out.
Thank
good
you,
one,
Chanel.
Good one. It's all muscle.
It's not. I'm trying.
So well done. You guys are all scared for nothing.
All right. And then Mabali Moloi.
Announce Mabali, everything except my weight. Because that has gone up drastically, but that stays between you and I.
Okay. The confidential thing we said.
Yes.
Fine.
Okay.
So, Mabali, you are how old? Tell us quickly.
33.
But she looks 12.
She looks 12. Absolutely.
You know, there's a question here that says, how old does the person look?
Oh.
They have filled it in. No, I'm joking.
I was just trying to win something here.
There you scored.
Let's have
really
the results.
And your heart age is 24.
Oh, wow.
My age.
Again. Amazing cholesterol. Your bad cholesterol is not even detectable in your blood pressure range.
Okay. So, all right. Okay.
So you guys are all scared for nothing.
Nice.
Yes. And last one, Chanel.
And Chanel, let's go.
Chanel is also a spring chicken. So, Chanel, we know you're young to start off with, but your heart is only 20.
How old are you?
24, almost 25.
So you score some.
So she's really good as well. Good cholesterol. You must be exercising and eating really well. Because great, good cholesterol, great blood pressure, amazing weight. So, of course, everything's good
there.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very nice.
So it's all good news this morning.
And no, just flex.
We'll just do Michael quickly now.
The point of the flex is in the booth. He sits outside of us. Just download a new program for Flex's readers.
Chanel, will you quickly tell us where we can go to vote for you so that we can help you get lots of votes and you can win this World Swimsuit Competition and then come back with the title? We like winners.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. So log into Facebook, go onto the World Swimsuit page, scroll down and look at the second photo. It's me in sort of a greenish bikini. My name is Chanel Sardina. Click on my photo and like it. And that's a vote.
There we go. If you don't do it, we will punish you and hate you for eternity.
Have a look and let me know if you like it.
And well done on your heart age.
Thank you.
Bonus to
I
being
was
here
so nervous.
Morning.
My God.
It is nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You always think the worst.
Yeah.
As pessimists.
Don't worry. You're sorted.
Thank you.
Right, now go and enjoy your day. I know you've got work to do.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
See you soon. Thank you, Chanel. Very, very good. So, Mubs, not bad at all.
No, not as bad as I thought.
No, you see, you're going to last a long time. You've had so much preservative poured into you in the form of alcohol that you're going to be around till the kingdom comes.
No, that's what
Jesus
gonna,
comes.
That's what's going to kill me. Stop it.
Oh, nonsense. All right, have we got Flax's stuff yet? Because everybody's excited about this. There's a lot of nervousness. Flax, are you all right?
Hey, he's actually.
And wait, don't say anything yet. Let's not raise his hopes or lower them.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay.
All right.
A sad heart.
Michael is 23, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
Okay, yeah, he is.
Your heart is 24.
Oh.
So that the only reason is still because of the little bit of smoking, and you've given up. I think you've given up just within the last.
Yeah, well, I smoke Hubbly, and Hubbly's got tobacco in it.
He smokes Hubbly, and Hubbly's got tobacco in it. But you're more concerned with cigarettes, right?
Yeah, we are more concerned with cigarettes. But I mean, Hubbly still, well, we obviously advocate for no smoking whatsoever. But yeah. So I think if you give up that last little guilty pleasure, then we'll go down. But the rest looks really good, eh? Well, your cholesterol's good, blood pressure's really, really good.
Okay.
So all in all, healthy team.
Technically, I'm 24 next week, so we're on par. So we don't have to stress about anything at the moment.
No, That's true.
Good point.
It is your birthday next week.
It is.
All right, Flax. Well done. So everybody, no one's going to die anytime soon. We all look like we've got good hearts. And listen, you can get your heart checked out. You can get your blood pressure checked out and everything else at Dis-Chem. Do that now. It's Heart and Stroke Awareness Month. And thank you for coming in to speak
Perfect.
To us.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Here's what you need to know in the unnews. Coming up next, Lerato Chabalala on touchcentral.fm. Baby, you need to be a part of this. North Korea have just successfully tested their biggest ever nuclear weapon. Kim Jong-un says it wasn't a bomb, though. It was just all the people of the country applauding how incredible he is as their leader. He said he'll be conducting more applause sessions soon, and one day he hopes to applaud all over South Korea. Comedy Central is set to meet with the DA today. They're looking for a new roast show, and they think Musi Maimane's party is the hottest property in this field right now after side-splitting roasts of the ANC. And finally, in sport, Tiger Woods has announced he'll return to golf in October with an event in California. He hasn't confirmed his return to man-whoring just yet, though. He wants to see how his back holds up to a tournament of golf first before he gets back into pounding three call girls a night in mostly adventurous positions. Good luck, Tiger. We're right behind you. Have a good weekend. We will see you on Monday. Cliffcentral.com.